Good day, fellow creatures from this planet and others, this being planet Earth, and this show being Wandering Rhythms. Yes, this is now 2 hours of eclectic global music, stuff that spans the globe, and I am Nick Legacy, your host, over this next 2 hours. Welcome. And yes, we are broadcasting from Burnaby Mountain, Simon Fraser University campus, where we have been exiled from indefinitely, now recording from home. That's how it is during the pandemic, but possibly during the later days of this whole thing, maybe I'll record a live show one day. That'll be interesting. But yes, I've been doing this show for 10 years. Wandering Rhythms has explored nations from far and wide, and we've actually done a show on every country in the world already. And for this episode, in the second hour, we will travel to Nigeria. But now we're not just going to visit an entire nation and trying to fit it all into 1 hour. We're visiting a specific state in Nigeria called Oyo. And that is home to the third biggest city in Nigeria called Ibadan. So we're going to go and survey mostly that one city because that's where all the music seems to gravitate towards in the state. And yes, that's in an hour from now. But the first hour of Wandering Rhythms, we travel and we just never sit still. And we'll hear a lot of new stuff happening from far and wide. Stuff especially that mixes different cultures. And that's what my flavor is, trying to find music that brings people together. Yes, we are broadcasting, by the way, also from the land of Coast Salish people. Much respect to the Squamish, Tsleil-Waututh, Musqueam, and all the great people that are from this country that we now call Canada. Yes, we're going to start off with some music right away. So this is something I just discovered. I've been interested in an instrument called the sarangi, which is a North Indian fiddle. It's like a violin. It has three strings that you play, but then it has all these extra sympathetic strings, like a sitar, that you don't play, but they resonate when you play the instrument. Anyways, it's held upright like a cello rather than like a violin. So I was looking for some music on this instrument, and I ran into this amazing new band called Jaubi, J-A-U-B-I. They are from Lahore, Pakistan, and they seem to have just manifested overnight. They're brand new from this year, from 2021, and they mix Indian classical music, well, North Indian, hip-hop, and spiritual jazz. So yeah, this is an amazing piece of music coming up for you. This album has just come out May 28th. It is called Nafs at Peace, and the band Jaubi. We're going to hear a song right here called Raga Gurji Todi. And by the way, in this hour of music, just to get kind of wet your whistle a little bit, we'll be also hearing music from the Congo, Japan, Afghanistan, Norway, England, Morocco, the U.S., Venezuela, and of course, right here in Canada. So stick around and enjoy this amazing piece of fusion music, Jaubi, right here from Pakistan on Wandering Rhythms.
Thank you. Future 吸い寄せられるけど巨大な大地時速は3
Wandering Rhythms here on CJSF 90.1 FM. That was a wild band from Kyoto, Japan called Ni Hao. And Ni Hao means hello in Mandarin, so I don't know what they're up to there. But the song also repeatedly says China Future, and I don't know also where they're going with that idea, but they are wild. They are a self-described cheer punk band, and yeah, it's an all-female ensemble. They're also founded by two twins who are both bass players in the band, and then the drummer as well, named Rio. The twins Yukari and Ariko, and added a fourth member as well, and now they're, yeah, almost or over 20 years they've been around. Ni Hao. And that's their brand new album called Four, and I believe it's their fourth. Yes, the song was Future. So yes, exciting music, and they also have toured China recently. So yeah, going international. Ni Hao. And as a side note, I'm embarrassed how little Mandarin I know in this city, Vancouver, with a large Chinese population. We gotta figure out some more Chinese words, I think, speaking for all white people in Vancouver, or at least some of them. All right, before that we heard a band from the Congo, a classic, well, becoming classic. He's been around for a little while, and now he's really hitting the international scene. That is Jupiter Okwes, and he's got a new album. The song was Abba Legele Gale, and featuring the Preservation Hall Jazz Band, a New Orleans jazz band. Yes, also a classic band that's been around for like, I don't know, 50 years or something. On this new Jupiter Okwes album, by the way, from the Democratic Congo, from Kinshasa, he's got a lot of guests from around the world, including a soul singer, Maya Sykes from the U.S. You got Anna Tiju from Chile. She's a rapper. And then also the album is produced by Mario Caldado Jr., who did the Beastie Boys albums. And you got Money Mark on there, the keyboard player. So yes, made in Los Angeles and going global. That's Jupiter Okwes. And we started off that set with Jaubi, amazing band that mixes Indian or North Indian classical music with hip-hop and jazz. So the song was Raga Gurji Todi from their new album, Nafs at Peace. And I liked it so much that I'm letting them back me up while I speak during this hour. And currently we're hearing another song of theirs called Zari. And the band, yes, Jaubi, J-A-U-B-I, from Pakistan. And next we're going to hear another wild group, kind of in the same general weirdo family as Ni Hao, that Japanese punk band we just heard. This band is called Pompoko. They are from Oslo, Norway, and they are, I saw them described as post-everything. That's a pretty good explanation. It's rock music, but it's all over the world, all over the map. Yes, this is from their second album, which just came out, called Cheater, and the song Curly Romance. Pompoko on Wandering Rhythms.